get in the game.
All right, we're back for hour two of the game. Cole Mamick's going to be on at 5:25. We'll do You Can't Be Serious at 5:50. I made an executive decision to hold off on Jabroni of the Week for when Mitch is back, hopefully tomorrow. So I'm not going to do Jabroni. I just don't feel right doing it. It's Mitch's segment. But coming up here in just a moment, we're going to discuss what's at stake tonight for Bruce Weber. K-State plays Wake Forest in the first four, 8:10 for the tip-off, 7 o'clock for pregame coverage here on K-Man. Got some great responses today on Twitter to the Twitter question, which is, I've always felt like the first day of the tournament, Thursday, is like Christmas Day for a sports fan. It is the best sports day of the year. There's just games from 11 o'clock all the way through to like 9, 10 o'clock at night. It's just wonderful. The first 2 days are, but in particular when Thursday gets there, obviously, that's the best. So if that is Christmas Day, what is Tuesday of the first four games? When no one can decide if they're really tournament games or if you're really in, if you lose, they're not all that great. There's going to be some 16 seeds playing here. What is that day as a holiday? I think literally about the second response that I got was my favorite. And I think it was the most appropriate anyway. And that was from Jay, who he happens to be the voice of the Montana State Bobcats. But he said, the last day of school before Christmas break. Doesn't that feel pretty appropriate? Because
it's not
you're
bad.
You're still excited. You're excited to be there on the last day of school before Christmas break. But it's not like the actual break. I mean, you still do have to go to school and fulfill some of those responsibilities. So it's like 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and it's kind of okay. It's good, sort of exciting, but you're really waiting for what's coming up next.
I want to throw a different one at you, see what you make of this one. We were talking, we've talked a lot over the last couple of days about how really why we're excited for K-State to be in the NCAA tournament is because we're happy for the seniors, because they've earned this opportunity. So what if it's like Father's Day when you're not a father? You're happy for the fathers. You can have some fun with them. It gets to be their day. But for you, it doesn't really do a whole lot. That's kind of how it feels like for me. I'm really excited for DJ Johnson and Wesley Wundu and really the whole K-State team that they get this chance. But for me, you know, sitting as a fan, not a huge deal unless they are, you know, unless they really do a whole lot with it.
I could buy that. I just feel like it's specific to this moment, to the fact that K-State is playing here. You know, it's not like just a general analogy. But I do agree that there are some parallels there. I see where you're going with that. Grant said Boxing Day, which I think is also basically the same type of idea as the last day of school before Christmas break. Boxing Day is
the day after Christmas.
The day after. Yeah. Along the same lines, like the same type of idea. I think the December 23rd is probably a better one than Boxing Day, right? Because Boxing Day, Christmas has come and gone.
Yeah.
Whereas December 23rd, you're still anticipating Christmas.
It depends how much you enjoy New Year's Eve, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's true. Here, Chris says the end of daylight savings time.
okay.
I did.
All right.
Skylar says Hanukkah. I did get a couple Festivus responses, and so I really appreciate the Festivus responses here, because if you're not a Seinfeld fan, Festivus. The holiday that George's dad made up in Seinfeld, which is for the airing of the grievances. And Brian said, Festivus, I expect to air a lot of grievances during the game. That's well done, Brian. That is probably the funniest tweet that I got in response here. It is Festivus.
Perfect.
Yes. Correct. Christmas Eve, and you only get to open one present. That's from Jordan.
Okay.
A lot of people thinking along the same lines there. Yeah, I think that one's pretty good, too. Grant says, I'd go with Flag Day. Flag Day's too lame. I had Brady text me, too, like, it's like Valentine's Day, except you're months removed from a breakup or something. I was like, that sounds brutal. Like, isn't like a painful day for
me. No, it shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's at least watching a game.
And you have the guarantee that the good stuff is coming just a couple days away.
Fanman KSU says Fat Tuesday. I don't like Fat Tuesday's a party, isn't that like the?
Yeah, it's a party.
But I guess it is, you know,
before
just like
Lent gets started,
right? I mean, it's still sort of setting the table for something. We get Brad saying New Year's Eve as well. So I mean, I see that, but like New Year's Eve again, it's like that's the event to me more so than New Year's Day. Maybe that's just because I'm young, and I think that way, but that to me has always been the event. Anyway, appreciate everybody's responses to the question there. If the opening round of the tournament Thursday is Christmas Day, what is Tuesday when the first four games get going? So appreciate all that. You can continue to tweet responses to the game KMAN or JL Kurtz. I also, just a couple news and notes here to get this out of the briefcase, so to speak. The hater mug, I was rereading the tweet that we got from the guy that sent it to the game KMAN after our Ballers and Haters segment. I think the hater mug was supposed to be for you, now that I understand it, because you weren't enjoying my audio clips quite as much.
It was fine. It was fine. I'm playing a role, right? I'm supposed to... All right. Now that I didn't really enjoy that one.
Okay. Just had to squeeze one more in there. Also, I didn't pay off the tease at the end of the hour. I apologize about K-State football. I was just going to drop in that it is pro day for K-State football today, which means that we will get exactly... I am about to relay all the information we're going to get from K-State Pro Day in 3, 2, and 1. There you have it. That's what we know about K-State Pro Day today, by the way that things happen over at the Vidier Football Complex. So, with that being said, K-State does play tonight, and they do play the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in the first four matchup. It does feel weird. I think part of the reason we didn't really hit on this too much. I think part of the reason it doesn't feel like it's got quite the juice and the excitement of a normal tournament game is not just because it's a first four game, but also just how stressful and weird this season has been, how different this season has been because of all the discussion about Bruce Weber and what's going on with the program. I think because of all that, it's taken some of the luster out of the season. You know, you've had, as we've discussed many times, people pull in different directions. Because of that, I think that's another reason here. And so it leads me into the question, what is at stake tonight for Bruce Weber? The Oklahoma game seems like forever ago.
Right.
I will say that. I mean, bottoming out, losing by 30 at Oklahoma seems like a long, long time ago.
I think the way that I look at it is that what K-State has been doing over the course of the Big 12 tournament and then into this game is using wideout on some of those losses that it experienced just prior. And so winning tonight would wide out another one of those losses. I think that beating Baylor and playing as well as they did against West Virginia and everything like that got rid of the Oklahoma loss. I think that that got the fan base out of a place where it was almost unanimous that a change needed to be made, and now there is back to being a little bit of debate about maybe Bruce Weber getting another year. And then if they are to win this one, I think that that maybe gets rid of losing to Iowa State at home and the way you lost to West Virginia on the road. You know, it just builds you back up that much more to a point where the fans would still have a very vocal portion that would not want Bruce Weber back, but the ones who would want him back would actually then have some ammunition and be able to say, look, we did make legitimate progress this year. We have seen legitimate development with Isaiah Maurice and some of these other guys. Maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
I think we see fairly eye to eye on this. Just the further and further we get along with this, from John Curry leaving, from losing at Oklahoma, when everything was really like a crazy storm at that point in time where a lot of people seem to think it was a foregone conclusion at that point in time that there was going to be change with the basketball program. Well, one, there hasn't been a permanent AD named. We saw the job listing get posted on the NCAA website, which obviously is a formality, but it listed the date as the 24th to apply by. So that's still 10 more days, if you're going to take them for their word at that, that could be the absolute earliest you'd have an AD. I don't think you want to fire a basketball coach when you don't have an AD. Look what happened the last time that K-State had a basketball coach here and an AD comes in. They didn't get along very well. I don't think you want to throw that on somebody if you don't have to, obviously. And then you don't want to fire a coach with no AD and have this long gap of time where you got to hire an AD, then hire a coach, and the players are left waffling because that's, everybody transfers so easily now anyway. You don't want to be caught in a situation like that where a lot of the nucleus would have more time to contemplate transferring. I can remember John Curry saying when he hired Bruce Weber, part of the reason that process was expedited quite a bit, he wanted to make sure that the rest of the roster stayed here because there was so much talent here in Manhattan. So because of all that, I'm trying to paint the picture for you here that I think there are so many moving parts. No matter what happens tonight, I would find it hard to believe that Bruce Weber is going to be out. You throw in on top of that just another win tonight, I think it basically just walks you back from the ledge one more step. You were right there at the edge, teetering over it after the Oklahoma loss. Things calmed down, took a couple steps backward with the wins at the end of the regular season. You took a bigger step, a much bigger step, with Baylor, which in turn got you in the tournament, quote-unquote, no matter how you want to view that. Slides you back a little bit more being in the tournament. You're just going to keep walking back with every win that comes off right now.
Right, and if you do go out and things do not go well tonight, you lose by double digits, I think that maybe we would disagree a little bit as far as what chance there would be that Bruce Weber would not return in that scenario. I think that I wouldn't say it's likely, but I would say that there is a legitimate possibility there. But the other variable you have to throw into this, along with all the moving parts on K-State's end, we still are not looking at a great crop of coaches that are out there available right now. And there are going to be some job openings. There's already one that's a job that you could probably make some comparison to K-State at Missouri. We don't know how everything's going to work out there. And if you do not have an AD by date X, you don't know how many of those jobs are going to be filled or where the carousel is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's NC State I would throw in the conversation, too, of a somewhat applicable job here to what K-State is. So there are some like that. And I hate – I will say I hate I hate the argument that, hey, there's nobody that we know that's a slam dunk out there right now, so let's not make the change. I mean, if you feel like you need to make a change,
right,
make a change. I don't think you even just have to take it down that road. I think the only way I would amend that is if it were the other way and there was a Brad Underwood type out there who's a hot name, has connections to you, you know, wants the job, is a complete slam dunk, then that probably factors in one way. But I don't think outside of that, I don't put much credence into like, well, the coaching candidate pool just isn't that good, so let's hold on another year. If you need to make a change, you need to make a change. My point is, I think there's just too much that you'd have to sort out that is going to lead you away from making a change now. And I don't think this game tonight has a huge impact on that one way or the other. Maybe if you want to say with fans, it would quiet down some of the unrest with the fans if they win a game here and people just get a taste of winning a tournament game, you know, and being involved in the tournament for the rest of the week. That may continue to just put more space between this point in time and the Oklahoma game and therefore quiet a little bit of the fan unrest, which would make it easier for the administration to justify, you know, continuing to move forward here.
What's so fascinating about this when you look at it from the big picture perspective and not in the microcosm of just the last, you know, 3 weeks or a month, if you look at it for Bruce Weber's entire tenure, after we saw what happened in year three with the Max exodus and then year four, I didn't think there was any chance that we would have a year five that was as emotionally straining on the fan base as year three or year four. But I think you could say that we're there because of how many ups and downs it's taken and because of how certain we were 3 weeks ago that there was going to be a change, and now we're not. And K-State's in the tournament, and you feel like the Cats have as much of a chance as anybody to win a couple games in the tournament. It's just wild, and the fan base has been put through an awful lot. I'll definitely give them credit for that.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have, my friend. Hasn't it been a stressful year? We'll head to break here on the game. We've got You Can't Be Serious coming up to in the hour. But next, we had to move Cole Manbeck around. Typically, he's on at 5:10. He's coming up on deck here, but he had to go pick up. He had to go pick up his kid, and he was a little concerned with me about, you know, am I going to have to deal with him making some noise in the background? It might interrupt the interview. Well, what's been the most viral thing in the world lately? Remember that BBC guy doing the interview,
yeah,
a Skype interview, and his kids are behind him interrupting it? People love that. So my hope is that we get to hear from Cole's child in the background here, because I think it'll make for some great radio. So will Cole's crying baby interrupt this interview next? Find out here on the game.